رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Hidden Diseases or Hidden Diseases of the Heart. Today we will be discussing a very vital, very important topic, and that is tajassus. What is tajassus? To search or to look the faults of the people or try to find hidden things about people, that is called tajassus. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, wala tajassasu. Do not search faults. Do not try to find faults. Sadr al-Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi, he writes in Khazainul Irfan under this verse that the meaning of the ayat is, do not find faults of Muslims. Do not become curious about their hidden condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered them because He is Sattarul Uyub. So you must not try to discover, not try to expose their hidden situations, their hidden conditions. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, stay away from presumptions, because presumptions can be the biggest lie, and do not find faults of Muslims, and do not exercise greed or jealousy or grudge or rudeness with Muslims. O slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, stay as brothers to each other, as you have been ordered. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. One Muslim must not oppress another Muslim, must not humiliate another Muslim, must not belittle another Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indicating towards his chest, he said, taqwa is here, taqwa is here, taqwa is here. That means in your heart, the fear of Allah must be there. It is enough for a Muslim to be regarded as a bad person that he thinks low about his brother. He thinks that his brother is useless and worthless. And every Muslim is haram upon another Muslim, means a Muslim cannot kill another Muslim. He cannot destroy his honor and dignity. He cannot interfere with his wealth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your bodies or at your looks or at your deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart, what is in your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, O people who have brought iman with their tongues alone, or who have declared faith with their tongues alone, and iman has not entered into your hearts yet, do not hurt another Muslim. Do not find faults of other Muslims. Because the one who will search faults and find faults of his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose his faults. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes someone's faults and defects, Allah will humiliate him, even if he is hiding in the basement of his house. And at another place, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O those who make ghibat, who backbite, O tale-tellers, O those who make false accusations against good people, against pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you on the day of judgment in the form of dogs. It's a very serious warning for those people who are in habit of backbiting, tale-telling, and make false accusations against innocent people. Mufassir Shahir, Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan says that, keep in mind that all humans will get up from their graves in the original shape, that is the shape of human being. And then when they will reach Maidan-e-Mahshar, then some people's faces would be disfigured, or their shapes will change into dogs or into some other animals that are mentioned in different narrations. But when they will get up from the qabr, they all will get up in the shape of human beings. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Sha'abi rahmatullahi ta'ala reports that Hazrat Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Farooq Azam, did not find one of his colleagues in his sitting, and he decided to go and look for him, and he told Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come with him. And he said to Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, let's go find him and let's go check in his house what's happening. And when both of them went close to his house, and they saw that his door is open, and there is somebody else with him in that house, and that person that is with him, that is a woman, and she gave him something to eat in a pot, in a plate. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, okay, this was the reason that he left our gathering, our sitting, and he came here. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you know what is in that plate? And when Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, suddenly khawf-e-khuda, the fear of Allah azza wa jal, came into him, and he said, we should be afraid. Maybe we are engaging ourselves in tajassus. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Sayyidi, this is tajassus. And then he said, if this is tajassus, then we should make tawbah. And what is the tawbah of tajassus? You did not have any bad intention to come and look for his faults. You just came to look for him. And coincidentally, we found him that he is in his house and there is a woman with him, and we do not know who's that woman. Maybe she is his wife. But there was chance to assume a lot of things. Therefore, these two Sahabi Rasul, they came back and they expressed regret doing this. Even though they were not engaged in tajassus, trying to find the hidden faults, but still they felt that this what they were doing was not right, and suddenly they realized and they made tawbah and they returned. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam once said to his companions, his Hawaris, if you find your brother is sleeping and the air has removed his cloth from his private area, his sitr is open. So, what would you do? They said, we will cover him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, no, you will not cover him. You would actually expose him more. The companions of Isa alayhi salam said, Ya Nabi Allah, Subhanallah, who will do that? Very surprisingly, they asked this question, who will do that? Hazrat Isa alayhi salam replied, when someone hears false of his brother from amongst you, then he will go and tell other people by adding spices on it, means that he will exaggerate. He will make big story out of small story and go and tell people. So you have actually exposed him even more than what he was before. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam gave that beautiful example to make his companions understand that you need to cover the faults and the sins of the people. You are not allowed to expose the faults and the uyub and the defects and the sins of other people. Now there are several reasons why this sickness of tajassus is developed in someone. So we must understand the root cause of this sickness, and there are treatments and we must try to treat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to get rid of this sickness. The first reason which ulama ikram have mentioned is grudge and personal enmity. When you have personal problem, enmity, grudge with someone, then this sickness of tajassus develops. When the grudge of another Muslim comes into the heart, then everything good or everything right he does, it looks crooked. It looks that he's doing nothing right. And person's mind and eyes are always busy searching faults in that person. And its treatment is that one should try to clear his chest from the kina, from the grudge of other Muslims. And one should try to develop love for the other Muslims. And one should keep this beautiful saying of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of him, that whoever will look at his Muslim brother with love, with mahabbat, and he does not have grudge or enmity or animosity of that Muslim brother in his heart, then before his sight turns back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of both of them. And he looks at him with love and his sight comes back. Before the sight comes back, the sins of both of them are forgiven. One should ponder upon this hadith mubarak. The second reason of tajassus is jealousy. A person who is jealous, he will try at any cost to discredit that person with whom he is exercising jealousy. He will never try to praise that person, he will never try to encourage that person for anything good that he has done. He will never try this person to come up or to make any development in any area of his life. Rather, he will always keep on hoping that the ni'mat, the bounty, the gift, the skill that that person has, or the honor or respect or dignity that person has, must be confiscated from him, must be snatched away from him, must be taken from him. So therefore, the hasid, the jealous person, always will try to find a fault in that person with whom he is exercising jealousy, and he will make an effort and he will work hard to discredit that person, to give him bad name. And that's a very big sickness, and many people are suffering with this sickness. And its treatment is that one should try to get rid of hasad, jealousy, and ponder upon the destructions of jealousy which are mentioned in a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that hasad, jealousy is such a sin which eats up the good deeds like the fire eats up the wood. Hasad is a cause for the anger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one should ponder upon the harmful and terrible consequences and end of those who are engaged in jealousy. So that way you may be able to help yourself to get rid of this sickness with which you are suffering, and that is jealousy. And the third reason which ulama ikram have mentioned, the root cause of tajassus, is a bad habit of chughalkhori. Chughalkhori is tale telling, carrying story from here to there, spreading stories, tale telling. That's very bad habit. When the thieves of love, who are tale tellers, they need any negative side of the person, then they exercise this chughalkhori, this tale telling, and they keep on searching the wrong side of the people, the weaker side of the people. They keep on searching faults and the sins of the people, and then they go and tell stories here and there. And this is sickness that some people are suffering. No matter how much you tell them, they will still do. And if they don't go and tell some other people, they feel they're incomplete. They feel they are going to get sick. They feel their stomach is going to bust or something wrong will happen. So they must go and tell someone. Even if they can't find somebody, they might even talk to the walls to tell the story. So this addiction of tale-telling is very dangerous. And people who are chughal-khor, who carry stories from here and go and tell there, must ponder upon the destructions of this habit which are mentioned in Ahadith-e-Mubarakah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that tale-teller will never enter paradise. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that chughal-khor, the tale-teller, would be punished in the grave severely before even the day of judgment. So one should ponder upon these destructions of tale-telling and then try to get rid of this sickness. Awareness is very important. The knowledge is very important. You must know that you have this problem. You must know that you have this sickness. And acknowledge and accept. And then try to get rid of this sickness, pondering upon the bad end and the punishments that are there for these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you if you make an effort and if you try to get rid of this sickness. Another reason which causes the tajassus is hypocrisy, is nifaq. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, a believer will always keep the good characteristics of his brother in front of him. He will keep good qualities of his brother in front of him. So he might give him izzat. He may respect him. He may honor him. And a hypocrite will always keep the bad things of his brother in front of him so he can find faults and talk about the faults. The dearest viewers of Madani Channel, from here we understand a very clear criterion principle that this is not the way of Muslims to focus on the negative side of the life of Muslims. Ignore all their good things. If a person does 99% good things and right things, and maybe there's one or two faults, and people will pick up those one or two faults and try to discredit him, try to belittle him, try to give him bad name. That's not the way of Muslims. That is actually the way of munafiqeen. So we need to assess ourselves. We need to judge ourselves. Are we highlighting the good sides of the Muslims? Are we highlighting the good characteristics and qualities of our brothers and sisters? Or are we highlighting the bad side, the defects, the faults, the sins of our Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters? It is very important to ponder upon it. And then we must try to treat this sickness of nifaq. This is actually a nifaq. It's a hypocrisy. And we cannot be like the hypocrites. We are believers, alhamdulillah, and we must be like the believers. So when you start pondering upon it and when you start focusing upon it, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will be able to get rid of this hidden disease of the heart, which is tajassus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fight these hidden diseases, and Allah give us cure for our bodily diseases, our physical diseases, and our hidden diseases. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah.
Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Quraha nafs.